Hurricane Melissa struck eastern Cuba this morning as an extremely dangerous Category 3 storm, causing severe damage. Cuban authorities report that over 700,000 people have been evacuated in the eastern part of the country. By Wednesday evening, Melissa had weakened to a Category 2 and moved into the Atlantic, heading toward the Bahamas with heavy rain and flooding expected.
Tropical storm warnings for the Turks and Caicos. The most dangerous conditions will be in the next few hours here as the center of Melissa moves through the Bahamas. Storm surge inundation of 4 to 7 feet above ground level near and to the right of where the center of Melissa is moving.
Though winds have decreased, officials say dangerous storm surges and rainfall remain a threat as Melissa moves toward the Bahamas and Bermuda. At least 36 deaths have been reported across Jamaica, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic. In Jamaica, the storm knocked out power to more than 600,000 residents, uprooted trees, ripped off roofs, and blocked roads in several parishes. One resident shared the terrifying experience as Melissa passed.
Worst experience of my entire life. To see my place being flooded out, it was terrifying for me and my child. The water level reached me to my waist. I was stuck in my house. They had to break into my home to save me.
Rebuilding in Jamaica will be a long-term effort, officials say, as homes, hospitals, and infrastructure were heavily damaged and access remains challenging. UN officials report that immediate relief efforts are underway, focusing on providing food, water, and other essential supplies.